Erev Shabbos, Parashas B'Shalach, Tavshin Samach Tes.
If you would ask most people what happened at the Yamsuf when the Bnei Yisrael was standing right at the foot of the water and they were told that they have to proceed and who jumped in first, most people will tell you that it was Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was from Shevet Yehuda. And indeed, this is what we say at least once a month, and other times as well, in Hallel, Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, when the Jews left Mitzrayim, Beis Yaakov mi Amloyes, when they went out from this foreign land, Hoysa Yehuda l'Kodshay. Indeed, the one who became Kadosh, the one who was the called Tzitzinitz of the Holy One, because he jumped in first, was Yehuda. You're shaking your head. That's half the story only. It's only half the story. So we're going to learn a small piece of Gemara here in Gemara in Saita. It starts at Lamed Vav Amud Beis, goes to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, with a Tosfos, with an explanation in Merei Mei Sadef and the Netziv on the Tosfos. Says the Gemara, Tanya Yeremeya Omer. Remeir says, Kisha Omdi Yisrael Al Hayom, when the Jews were standing right at the river, Hayushvatim Menatzkim Ze'ezeh. A brawl ensued. It was a heated discussion. It was an argument that happened between, amongst the Shvatim. Ze'oimer Ani Yerit Tchila L'Yom. Ve'ze'oimer Ani Yerit Tchila L'Yom. According to Remeir, actually they were fighting who would go in first, who would be able to be Zeicha, to walk in and then have the miracle take place that the water would turn into yabosh, into dry land. So while everybody's arguing, kafatz shivti shel Binyamin v'yard liyam tchila. Binyamin jumped in, or someone from the tribe of Binyamin jumped into the water, and indeed, the water split. Where do we get this from? Says Ramey Shanem, as it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, Samaches, Shom Binyamin Tsair Raidim. Al Tikri Raidim El Raid Yom. This pasuk in Tehillim, referring to the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and referring to here the Shira that was sung at the waters, it says, B'makelais Baruch Olikim Hashem Mikoy Yisrael. And this was Al Darshan somewhere else, that even the Umbrim Shibame Iman, even the babies that were in the stomachs of their mothers also sang Shira. They also were able to view the scene. They would be able to view the splitting of the sea. Hashem made a miracle, even that. That they were able to sing Shira. And this is what this pasuk is referring to. It says the next pasuk, Shom, over there, Binyamin Tzair, Binyamin, the younger one, the youngest of all the brothers, Roidim. Now Roidim really means ruled, was powerful. And here the Gemara says, you have to interpret it, how did he get this power? Why was he privileged to become later one of the kings? Or as the Gemara will say, another reward that Binyamin got? That was because Raid Yom, because he went first into the ocean. Says the Gemara, V'ho Yusari Yehuda Raid Memaisam. And the heads of the tribe of Yehuda took stones, and they were throwing stones at them for going in first, as if they were going in at a place. Shanema, as the pasuk there continues in Tehillim, Sore Yehuda Rigmasam. They were throwing stones, they were pelting them with stones. What's going on over here? Lefikach, therefore. There's the conclusion of the story now. Binyamin went in first, Yehuda tried to stop them, and Lefikach, therefore, Zach Binyamin Atzadik, Vinase Ush Bzichan Legvura. So Binyamin and his tribe was Zeicha, that they became the host of Hashem himself, Shanam Obeink Seif of Shachin. The Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is in whose chaylek, whose portion? Binyamin. So because of this whole story, says Ramey, Binyamin was Zeicha to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Yehuda was also rewarded here. Yehuda was rewarded with Malchus. Omar Lai Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda to Remeir, That wasn't what happened. Actually, what happened is, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that nobody wanted to go first. Each one said, you go into the water first. Until Kofetz Nachshon ben Aminadav, he took the plunge. V'yara liyam tchila. Shenemar asivavuni b'kach ha-shafraim v'member beis Yisrael. And here we see that, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Nachshon ben Aminadav went in first. But according to Rameyer, Binyamin went in first, and then Yehuda somehow is trying to stop them. Says Taisvis, what's going on over here? Taisvis gives us a mashal to explain this Gemara, Rameyer's opinion, that Binyamin went first and Yehuda was trying to stop him. Says Taisvis, mashal l'mad David Amen. This can be compared to a melech basav adam, a king, a human king, shayalei shnei banim. He had two sons, echad gadol ve'echad katan. He had an older son and a younger one. Omar lekatan ha'amideini imanei tzachama. So he told the younger son, I want you to wake me up tomorrow morning, bright and early, at sunrise. Omar lekadol, and he told the older one, ha'amideini begimel shais. I want you to wake me up the third hour of the day. Kings normally get up at the third hour of the day. The Gemara in Brachos in the first parak tells us, wake me up in the third hour. So they each have their charge, what they're supposed to do. Bo akotan lahamida yimanei tzachamba. As he was told, the younger son comes and starts knocking on the bedroom door. And neitzachamba. And the older one sees what's happening. V'leinichu gadol. He runs over and he says, what are you doing? You can't wake up our father, the king. Amalai. The older one said, what do you mean? You can't wake him up till 3 hours into the day. And the younger one says, tell me to wake him up into the Neitzachama. So they're having this whole heated discussion outside the door. And because there's an argument and there's loud voices, the king wakes up. King comes out of his room. And he says, Bonai, my sons, mikom makoim, shneichem leikivantem alalach veidi. You both only had in mind my honor. You both wanted to do what you thought I had told you and what you knew what was right. So, af ani lo yakapech eschachem, I will not hold back the reward for both of you. Ma eschar not le shivtzel she binyamin, she yore tchila le yam. What reward did Binyamin get in his shevet that they went down first into the Jordan, into the Yamsuf? She shor sa shchina bechelkoi, the shchina dwelled in his place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The main part of the Beis Hamikdash was in his chelek. Umaschar not the shulchan shel Yehuda. What did Yehuda get as a schar? Zocha lemalchus. They merited to have to be the kings. So now with Taisvis's mashal, we understand the Gemara much better, right? What is the mashal now? It's very nice. That's a mashal. Each son was told what to do. Over here, Hashem told them what to do. The one was supposed to throw stones at the other one. So says the Netziv in his commentary in this Gemara, in the Pirush Merei Mesada. Yeah, he says it can't be that there was a fight, because they wanted to go first, they were fighting. He says, and certainly also Yehuda was much stronger than Binyamin. He says, certainly if that's what it was, if you understand that, he would have certainly beat him up. No question about it. He says, there is a machlekes going on over here between the Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin. Until now, since Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mitzrayim to liberate the Yidden from the bondage of slavery, to bring them out of Mitzrayim, it was all Nisim. Everything that took place were open miracles. The Makos, one after the other, taking everybody out of Mitzrayim. Even within Mitzrayim, they experienced tremendous miracles while they were there. Shishim Bikaris Es, Shishim Bikaris Echad. They gave birth at a tremendously high rate. The children were miraculously saved. So they were accustomed to miracles. So Shevet Binyamin felt That if that's what we're accustomed to, and that's the way Hashem wants to treat us, so obviously this is Hashem's new way, new hanhaga, new way of dealing with Klal Yisrael is everything's going to be miraculous. So that they're standing at the river, and they know they have to cross it, says Binyamin, I know what we have to do first. We have to just jump in, and as soon as our feet hit the water, whoosh, a nace will happen, a blatant miracle, and it will split. And we'll walk on dry land. Because this is the way Hashem wants to deal with us. Everything is open miracles. And with that, says Binyamin, Binyamin rations that this is the way Hashem wants His covet, His glory brought out to the world. That there's going to be one nation, Klal Yisrael, that everything that Hashem deals with them will be on a miraculous level. Yehuda, on the other hand, felt differently. He felt, although up until this point, Hashem had to kaviyachol flex His muscles and show Klal Yisrael and show the world that He is in control of everything. But at this point, once they left Mitzrayim, post the Exodus, he felt, now Hashem will go back to the way Hashem wants to deal with us in this world, wants to deal with everybody in this world, and certainly even Klal Yisrael. He wants to deal with us on a nes nister, hidden miracles. Hashgacha pratis. Certainly He's involved in every single thing, and everything is done through His hand only. That's the Lashon of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Lashon of Havaya, means He makes everything be. He does everything in the Bria. But nonetheless, from here on in, Yudah says, Hashem wants to deal with us with hidden miracles. We had that one point in history to show us that Hashem is controlled. That was in Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. But at this point, we have to wait until it turns into dry land. How will it turn into dry land? So Yehuda says, well, don't you feel there's a very strong east wind coming behind us? Why is there an east wind? Because Hashem wants to, even though it's going to be a nace, but Hashem wants to cover up the nace. Hashem wants to cover up the nace to make it seem as if it's just the wind blowing away the waters. So Binyamin goes into the water first because he says, no, we have to go ahead and sort of put our lives at risk, and then an ace will happen. An open and overt miracle. And Yehuda tries to stop them. Yehuda says, no, that's not going to bring the glory to Hashem. That's not how Hashem wants His glory shown in the world now. Hashem wants it to be done with hidden miracles, with Hashgacha Pratis alone. So he tried to stop them. Who told Yehuda? Who told Binyamin? As the Mashal, says the Netziv, Hashem put into the mind and hearts of Sheva Binyamin that this is one approach. He put into the minds and the hearts of Shevet Yehuda that this is another approach of how Hashem could deal with the world and deal with Klal Yisrael. So they each were doing which what they thought with all the Torah that they possessed, and this is what they understood to be the best glory for Hashem, they were each doing that. And therefore Binyamin gets rewarded and Yehuda gets rewarded as the two sons in the Mashal. Yehuda gets rewarded as being what? What's Yehuda's reward?
Malchus.
Malchus is you run the world b'derech hateva. You run the world with nes nister. You can't just, the king says, okay, just miracles will happen. No, he has to set up an army to protect the country. He has to make sure that the economy is good for his people. That's how a king. King has to go with derech hateva. And so all the kings went that way. David and Shlomo and all the kings throughout Klal Yisrael. They had to go fight a war. They had to have an army. They had generals. They had to work with Derech HaTeva. With the understanding that Hashem is really running the world. But that's how they have to operate. And Binyamin was rewarded with what?
The Mishkan was in his territory.
Kodesh HaKadoshim was in his territory. The Beis HaMikdash, where miracles happen on a daily basis. As the Gemara in Yuma tells us, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us that 10 miracles happen on a daily basis in the Beis HaMikdash. Blatant miracles. So that's Binyamin. Binyamin felt that no, Hashem wants to continue displaying His glory through open miracles. And Hashem says, Binyamin, you're right. In a certain aspect, there will be a place where I'll always show my miracles. And Yehuda, you're right, because for the most part, I'm only going to deal with Klal Yisrael, with Hashgacha Pratis. So you both get rewarded, because you both only meant for my covet. And that's indeed, that's the way it is. At times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us blatant miracles, as he did in Mitzrayim. Sometimes we have to open up our eyes to see them. And then most of the time Hashem says, I deal with them with Ashgacha Pratish, which is an ace. It's a miracle, but it's nistar, it's hidden. So this is the machlokes between Binyamin and Yehuda. According to Rameir's opinion, this is what took place at Yamsuf.
Good nerve, Shabbos.